been in American Export Line about 6 years, and all I got up to was third mate, because when I went to work for them, they had about 50 ships, and every time it was time for me to get promoted, they'd sell a ship or lay one up. Well, in the January of 75, they sold one, and one of the old ones, similar to the Excelsior. And they sold it to a company that basically they just buy ships and then they charter them to somebody as long as they can, and nobody wants it anymore, they scrap it. So this was used to be called the X Brook, and they just scratched off the EX and called it the Brook. And they chartered it back to American Export Lines. American Export Lines chartered it to go to Leningrad, Russia. And they needed a crew for it, and they I got a phone call at like 8 o'clock on a Sunday night and said they had a chief mate's job for me. I hadn't even been second mate yet. I had a chief mate's job for me on a ship that was in Baltimore, and I had to be there by 8 o'clock the next morning. So they had a late flight out of Bangor, I knew, to Boston. So I took that, and they got to Boston and went to the train station and got on the train, rode the train all night, and ended up getting to Baltimore, and I was on the ship 5 o'clock in the morning. So the ship had been laid up. It was a mess. And I this was all pretty new to me. And then they was trying to get crew from the union hall and whatnot for the unlicensed people. The crew for the ship turned out to be the officers and the engineers and mates. They was American Export Line guys. American Export Lines, the union they had was called the BMO, and all they had was American Export Lines. They used to have United Fruit, then they had Academy Tankers. It was a real small union, and I liked working for a real small union like that, because you didn't have to go to a union hall. We didn't have a union hall. You just did everything by telephone, and you didn't have to hang around a union hall for days and days waiting for a job. So that's the main reason that I went with them. So it took a while to get everybody on there. We ended up sailing, actually, with about half a crew. We shouldn't have, but we did, from Baltimore to New York. That's where we was going to load the ship from, was from New York. We went up there empty. And so we struck off for Leningrad, Russia in the wintertime. We was only the second American ship that had been to Russia at that point, because the Cold War was pretty cold before that, starting to thaw out a little bit there in 75. So we